You're listening to SBS News.
Each year, when the cost of private health insurance goes up, people paying the premiums wonder whether it's worth it. Liz Brooks says she and her husband elect to maintain their cover.
About 7 years ago, my husband had a major back surgery, and so then it was, you know, worthwhile. So I guess it's always the you take out insurance for the what if things that happen. But on a monthly basis, we probably don't really access it much. A little bit of chiro here and there, the odd annual dental appointment. So, I don't know. It's one of those things that I like having it. I'd hate not to have it, but it also, it's a huge expense. And the fact that every year it seems to be that it keeps going up. Just wonder, when's it going to stop?
Under the changes, each new private health insurance policy will be in one of four product tiers. Gold offers all 38 categories of hospital services, silver covers 26 categories, while bronze covers 18, and basic covers little, if any. The new classification system is designed to make it easier for people to see exactly what's covered and to find the right policy. Chief Executive of Roy Morgan Research, Michelle Levine, says the changes come in an age when fewer Australians are taking out private health insurance.
Roy Morgan's been monitoring how people feel about health insurance and whether they're taking it out for a while. And what we're seeing is fewer people taking out private health insurance. They're seeing it as less relevant, less important to them. And there's been an increasing number over the last 4 or 5 years saying that private health insurance is just too complicated to understand. So about 44% of people with health insurance say it's just too complicated.
Under the reforms, there's no longer extras coverage for the following natural therapies: aromatherapy, Western herbalism, kinesiology, Pilates, shiatsu, Tai Chi, and yoga. The federal government hopes removing such cover will help to limit premium increases in the future. The chief executive of Private Healthcare Australia, Dr. Rochelle David, says private cover represents value for money when compared to other forms of insurance.
86 cents in every dollar of premium income gets paid out as benefits. That's higher than general insurance, which is 62 cents, and any other form of insurance is much lower than that again.
Michelle Levine from Roy Morgan Research says the changes will make it easier for people to make more informed choices.
The fact that you have almost half the population taking health insurance says that there's still a feeling that they want to be comfortable, they want to feel assured that they can get into hospital, they can get their doctor. There are reasons people want to take their health into their own hands. And I think what we'll see is that this government initiative, even though people at the moment aren't aware, I think that we'll see over time, as their decision-making point comes, when people decide to roll over their health fund, not do it, or change, that's the time that it will become important for them and they'll see benefit.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.